Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 6:14, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. And we appreciate the ride home today. Always is nice to be hanging out with you in the car. Hey, Scambia County and International Paper, here's an event you might want to be taking part of because this is very cool. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning up in Cantomat. It's the celebration at Paper Park, the newest park addition to the Cantomat area, located at the former International Paper Golf Course on Mintz Lane. Did you ever see the golf course when it was pristine in its day?
I'm not sure.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous golf course. And then they just kind of did away with it, went into disarray. And now I understand it is beautiful. I'd like to go up there for that 10 o'clock thing tomorrow. Anyway, weather looks good for that. I know that. We'll be looking at probably pretty good conditions up until Friday, would you say?
Yes. And thank you for the setup because it is already 6:15. Let's see. Yeah, we'll start with weather here. First of all, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Looking at the weather here, it's 64 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 68, low of 61, partly sunny. Friday is where the rain kicks in, where it's going to be a high of 72 and low of 48, and hopefully that should go away by the weekend. As for the roads, we're only really dealing with serious congestion on one or two spots. That's North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and we still have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Okay, 6:17, News Radio 92.3. FDOT issuing a traffic advisory today, and it's going to be into effect until Friday, so I'll put this under the caveat, weather dependent, whether what happens with the weather, especially for the Friday. They've issued that traffic advisory. Drivers will experience lane closures from North Palafox to 17th Avenue and the 10 freeway at Highway 29. Santa Rosa County expect delays on the Garson Point Bridge, and I have an update on that. Getting on the bridge today, all of the work is now being done on the south end of the on approach to the bridge, not actually on the bridge itself, but that on approach. And it does have lane shifts, and it might slow you down a little bit, but there's... I didn't see any maintenance being done on the Garson Point Bridge this afternoon.
Okay, that's some good news. Here nationally, the Laken Riley Act has been signed into law by President Trump. It allows for the detention of illegal immigrants who are accused of theft and violent crimes. Trump called the bill a tremendous tribute to Riley, who was the Georgia nursing student murdered just over a year ago by an illegal immigrant.
Okay, let's talk some finances and stocks here. Yep, the stocks ending down after the Fed announced interest rates are going to stay the same. They're going to hold those. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks finishing lower after the Federal Reserve opted not to cut interest rates for the first time since it began trying to help the economy in September. The central bank concluding its first two-day policy meeting and as expected will be keeping its key rate steady at a range of between 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is not in a hurry to adjust their policy stance. The Dow winners, Nike, Caterpillar, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 137 points. The NASDAQ lower by 101, S&P 500 down 28. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, also as Hillary was saying, and as expected, the Fed Reserve will be holding those interest rates steady.
The Fed hitting the pause button on interest rates, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
In its statement, the Fed upgraded its assessment of the job market, calling it solid, while toughening its assessment of inflation, saying that it still remains somewhat elevated. Powell says the economy is strong overall and that the Fed has made significant progress towards its goals over the last 2 years, but the central bank is not in a hurry to adjust their policy stance. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida's new U.S. senator making her first appearance on the Judiciary Committee. Excuse me. Details on how that went down and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Is that the Grassroots?
Yes.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, quite a change, huh?
Where did you dig that one up from?
That used to be
one of my favorite all-time bands back in the late 60s.
I think on Monday we're going to have another Grassroots song.
Good.
I think
song.
It'll be Temptation Eyes.
They were a great band.
Yeah.
They were really good for us. 623 News Radio 92.3. Hey, did you ever hear of Imelda Marcos from the Philippines? I made a little statement earlier about Bob Menendez's shoes, the number of shoes that they had. And stuff.
Yeah.
Imelda was also famous for her shoe collection. Well, I'm not sure that the word is, it happened earlier this afternoon, but former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez going to jail after a judge sentenced him to 11 years for bribery and other crimes.
According to prosecutors, this is the harshest criminal sentence that has ever been handed down to a U.S. senator in our nation's history. Now, this follows two of his co-conspirators, two New Jersey businessmen who were also sentenced today to 7 and 8 years in prison, and they had to pay over a $1.2 million fine. This extraordinary sentencing comes after a jury last July convicted Menendez of those 16 federal charges, including bribery and acting as a foreign agent on behalf of the government of Egypt.
Alrighty, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some minor backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Same with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing by Wind Haven Beach. But the last notable spot is just going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. As for the weather, 61 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow going to be high of 68, low of 61.
Okay, good for your school. Your alumni, UWF.
Yes, I am.
Here at Argo. UWF, been ranked among the best in the nation. U.S. News & World Report. Best online college rankings. Ranked UWF 39th among more than 350 institutions for best online bachelor programs. 25th for the best online bachelor programs for vets. And these rankings were just released. So
wow.
Congrats to UWF. They're always getting awards over there.
Oh, absolutely. Good school. Great. It is. It is a great university. And I don't just say that because I am an alum, though it's kind of cool to be able to say that.
Do you pay those alumni fees like I have to pay?
No. No.
Good for you.
I told you every
January 7th or so.
Yes.
I will see Tracy Jones, who's the head alumni, I think. I get that email. Thanks for donating. Whether I did or not, thanks for donating. You know?
Well, and that's the thing. I was fortunate enough to where my parents were able to fund my college career. And the thing is, I've heard a lot of people say, like, you get mail from your university saying, you know, oh, well, here, like, donations or whatever.
Right.
It's like,
the thing to do.
What happened to all the money my family gave you? You know, that's what a lot of people ask.
That's not part of the deal. This is the college experience.
Yeah. Mentioned this before the break. Florida's new U.S. Senator, former State Attorney General Ashley Moody, made her first appearance on the Judiciary Committee. She voted for another former Florida Attorney General to head the U.S. Justice Department. Pam Bondi's nomination passed a committee on a 12-10 party line vote and now goes to the full Senate. Moody was appointed to the Senate by Governor Ron DeSantis following Rubio's resignation to serve as Secretary of State.
That's a couple of smart women there, let me tell you. Into vegan lifestyle.
Mm.
You into that?
No.
Okay, well, but you're fair and balanced to it, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge gets underway in February. The event engages local chefs with plant-based menu options. Here's what you do. Go to the Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge website to see the list of participating restaurants and menu items. Then you go sample those dishes, then vote for your favorite dish at either at the restaurant or by February 28th on the challenge website. So there you go. This is not just for vegans only. If you want to, I'm sure all of the restaurants on this list are very, very...
accommodating.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just good quality as well. Yeah. All right. Chris, you and I have been seeing so much footage of this on some of these screens we got here. Yeah. President Trump saying that he will sign an executive order to prepare a facility at Guantanamo Bay to be used for deported migrants. The order will have the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security prepare a 30,000 migrant facility at the prison site in Cuba. Guantanamo Bay has been used to house military prisoners, including some involved in the 9/11 attacks. It comes as raids targeting illegal immigrants are taking place across the country, and Trump said some of those arrested are so bad that the U.S. doesn't trust their home countries to hold them.
Pete Hegseth is moving expeditiously on this. And he's pretty adamant about sending those 30,000 people down to paradise.
If that's what we're calling it.
That's the only name I could call it because it's
ironically, I assume.
You got it. Absolutely. Okay. House Republican leaders moving forward with a plan to pass President Trump's agenda on one big bill. You've been following this one? Mm. This is interesting. Fox has more from Doral, Florida.
GOP leadership is moving towards that one big beautiful bill, as President Trump likes to call it, but we don't have a top line price tag on it yet. Johnson said today, stay tuned. And we also don't know what they're going to cut to make it deficit neutral. Again, Stay tuned. We will see action, though, next week. Leadership is asking the budget committee to begin markup on a budget resolution. That kickstarts the reconciliation process. But as the speaker admits, there's still a battle looming ahead when lawmakers go back to the Hill in Washington, and then they have to duke it out over what gets cut.
One big, beautiful bill. That God, that is so Trump. Keeping with the Trump theme, the White House says that the president's executive order freezing federal aid funding remains in full effect. Earlier in the day, the White House had rescinded the memo issued about the freeze, but in a post on X, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said it is simply a rescission of the OMB memo to end any confusion created by the court's injunction, as the order had been temporarily paused by a federal judge yesterday.
All right. We were talking about the migrants being maybe... taken down to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba.
Yikes.
Well, Buckley Space Force in Colorado is providing facilities for ICE, possibly in preparation for raids across the state of Colorado. This is interesting here. Talia Cunningham, she's with a station I used to work for in Denver, KDVR Fox 31. She has the report for us.
According to multiple reports, raids in Aurora could start as soon as Thursday. President Donald Trump on the campaign trail in Aurora back in October, announcing Operation Aurora. Trump sticking true to his promise, and raids could start in the metro area this week. So NBC News is reporting, citing multiple sources, that ICE will start an enforcement operation in Aurora on Thursday morning. City officials and Aurora police did not confirm if this is actually true, but said they are aware of the reports about a possible raid this week, but are not involved in anyway.
All right.
Okay, Aurora is just in South Denver, actually.
Yeah.
Just off South Monaco. I used to live off South Monaco.
Aurora, is that where they were dealing with, like, Venezuelan folks?
You got it. You got it. It can be a very dangerous community of Denver. It's a bedroom community, but also it's a very beautiful community of Denver.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump wants to send illegal migrants to a naval base. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
The president is directing the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security to expand the Migrant Operations Center at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba to create detention space for high-priority immigrants illegally in the U.S.
This will double our capacity immediately, right? And That's a tough place to get out of.
Trump says the detention center can house up to 30,000 inmates. The White House rescinds a memo ordering a pause of federal funds and grants. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more.
There was a lot of criticism this White House faced for not ordering a review before the freeze was put into effect, which caused a lot of the confusion within these agencies about what was and was not impacted.
A federal judge had temporarily blocked the order. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve announcing earlier today that they're holding off on raising interest rates as they await further inflation and jobs data, along with further clarity on the economic impact of President Trump's new policies. The president has previously called for interest rates to be lowered even further. On Wall Street, stocks finished this session lower, with the Dow falling 136 points, the S&P 500 lost 28, and the Nasdaq tumbled by more than 100. The price of coffee is now on the rise at coffee shops and grocery stores across the country. Colombian beans have jumped in wholesale price by nearly a dollar from 2023 through last year. Spotify and Universal Music Group are signing a multi-year deal that may introduce tiered subscriptions with special perks for superfans. The two didn't announce any specifics of that deal. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. For the next 2 weeks, we'll look back at Super Bowl winning moments. However, today I want to highlight one player who deserved to win it all but didn't. During the 2008 postseason, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald in four playoff games had 30 receptions for 546 yards and 7 touchdowns. But his Cardinals fell just short in the big game to the Steelers. Clearly, Larry did his part, and it's a shame it didn't result in him snatching a Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Kind of musically taking you home this afternoon. Thanks for a lot for letting me jump in that car today. Kind of a concern here, Austin, whether I wanted to lead with the Girl Scout mint cookie flavors coming, or yeah, did I really want to dive into sports? Let me talk about the mints. Then we'll get into sports. How's that sound?
All right.
Okay, so I just wanted to remind everybody, this was just released, a new mint-flavored treat coming to a drive-thru near you. Get this one. Girl Scouts teaming up with Wendy's to offer a new limited edition Thin Mints Frosty. Wow. Can they pull it off?
I mean, I think so. That sounds like something that's pretty hard to screw up.
Well, the Swirl comes in chocolate, vanilla, goes on sale the same day. Online Girl Scout sales begin Feb 21.
Now, the last time I tried something that was merged with a cookie was, it was like Coke Zero, but it was like Oreo flavored.
I remember, yes.
No bueno. I did not love that.
And I didn't like Wendy's last attempt at SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, the SpongeBob Frosty, Pineapple Frosty.
That didn't work. But that was a marketing issue. Yeah. That wasn't a taste issue.
Right. Okay, so Wendy's gutterballed on the last promotional thing they did that was like really big. And the last time cookies tried to get into the drink world, beverage world of any kind, I was not a fan. So we need to have our socks just knocked off, Chris.
What we need to do is do a taste that afternoon. They launch these and bring them in.
Yeah, we need to have someone cater us to a taste test. I'm sure everyone would care about our opinion.
You know they would. You know they would. You know, those guys are so harsh on SpongeBob SquarePants.
They hear us slurp and go,
they never will let him up. I mean, you know.
I don't know how to pick apart something from a culinary perspective like that.
That's fine.
Hey, I can just say it tastes good.
Yeah.
Tastes like a Thin Mint, but in frosty form.
But I do love those Thin Mints. Mm-hmm. Those are habit forming. You know what I'm saying? They really are. This weekend, another full brutal matchup for the good guys, the Ice Flyers. Pensacola faces Roanoke Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center Friday. You can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Saturday, it's Mardi Gras night on the ice, puck dropping 7:05 both of those evenings. Terrible situation happening up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
When you have to discuss it, it's just kind of, can we use the word senseless? I mean, it didn't have to happen.
It was avoidable, yes, but as you said, it's a shame that it happened, period, but also during what was supposed to be a celebratory moment.
All right. And what we're talking about here, from celebration to tragedy, after the Philadelphia Eagles NFC Championship win on Sunday went awry, Lillian Wu has more from Philadelphia.
The 18-year-old Temple University student who fell from a street pole while celebrating the Eagles' win Sunday has died. Authorities say first-year student Tyler Sabapathy fell on his head on his own after climbing a pole during celebrations in Center City, Philadelphia. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. A local report says he's been on life support since Sunday. Sabapathy, who's from Toronto, Canada, was a member of the school's gymnastics team. Temple's encouraging students affected by the loss to seek counseling through the university. The mayor of Philadelphia had warned fans not to climb poles or shoot guns during the celebrations. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Yeah, because I think I told you when we were talking about this earlier, Chris, but some dude in a parade went viral. It was not a parade, it was a celebration. Eagles, just some random fan started firing into the air. It's just like, golly.
The wild, wild west.
Yes. The wild, wild east, I guess, in Pennsylvania, but it's rough.
I wonder if they've been on St. Charles Avenue during a Mardi Gras parade.
I think that would give them a run for their money.
What it would do is give them a pretty good example of what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it sounds like it can get pretty rough there.
Hey, you know, you never can tell in events like that. That's why the live events like that can be so, it can go either way.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, I'm just curious, with your generation, right, at your age, do you know much about swing music, like in the 40s and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You've heard?
Well, because I could not give you an example of a swing song, quote-unquote.
Right.
But I'm familiar with it, yes.
Well, there's a famous orchestra, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Famous beyond comparison. Just great. Over the decades, just boom, 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 boom. You know, just amazing. They're going to light up the stage at NAS, the museum aboard NAS.
Really?
Next Thursday, February 6th. What is the date today?
29th.
Okay, next Thursday, 7 p.m., the event is open to the public. The orchestra brings its signature jazz sound and a show celebrating the golden age of swing music. I think sometimes I was misplaced in being born at the wrong time. I'd have loved to have been around that time in the 40s and in that era of real radio and radio when it was just pioneering.
Yeah.
That kind
when
of
it
thing.
Was the headline of the thing.
Absolutely. Where people sat around in their living rooms and looked at the radio and heard those old famous radio dramas. That was theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Loved
it. And then as a teenager in the 50s going to the sock hops. Yeah.
I was a little dysfunctional. And I followed the Dick Clark philosophy of life. I didn't dance a lick in my life.
Hmm.
That's what Dick used to always say. Dick Clark doesn't dance.
Well, very well.
All right. hey, the most visited museum in the world getting a major overhaul. The Louvre. This is really great. Jonathan Savage has more details from London.
The Mona Lisa is a popular lady. 20,000 people try to get a glimpse of Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece each day. But her home, the Louvre Museum in Paris, is crumbling. The building's president warning the French government of power cuts, flooding and structural problems. France's president Emmanuel Macron has now stepped in, announcing a huge renovation. By 2031, the Louvre will have a new entrance, underground rooms and a dedicated space for the Mona Lisa. The cost hasn't been disclosed, but is likely to run into hundreds of millions of dollars. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty. Just about 6:44 here. I do want to, because I kind of set on these. Let them cook for a while. Let them marinate. I wanted as much of the games to progress before I gave you your score update.
I thought you were getting ready to set us up to give us some tickets.
Oh, no. I get those out of the way
you
fast.
You got me excited there for a second.
No, but before we get the traffic and weather together, I just wanted to give you a score update on some of these men's basketball games going on. Because
right.
I told you earlier this afternoon we had a pretty loaded slate starting at 6 o'clock. So, number one, Auburn, LSU, 3 minutes to go until half. Auburn is up 33-24. Number six, Houston, beating West Virginia 34-15, 2 minutes to go till half. Number 17, Wisconsin, actually dealing with a bit of a stunner with Maryland. The Terrapins up 31-29, almost halftime. And TCU losing to number 22, Texas Tech, 28-24. A few more games come on later on tonight. At 7, we got DePaul and UConn. 8 o'clock, we've got number 4, Alabama, and number 14, Mississippi State. And at that same time, we've got Texas and number 23, Ole Miss.
Okay, we're going to rewind here. Of course, Jimmy Patronis won last night's special Republican election primary for that District 1 congressional seat. He said this election was different than his previous statewide elections. It was more personal. Jimmy Patronis.
I had to earn the trust of the voters, and it was much more than running TV ads. You had to get out, you had to touch them, you had to let them know who you were, and I'm just humbled by the show of support today.
Okay, also last night, State Senator Randy Fine won the primary to replace Mike Waltz in District 6 down in South Florida. Both Patronis and Fine were endorsed by President Trump.
All righty. Yeah, no surprise there. 6:45, I'll get to that quick check of the roads and weather I had hinted at just a couple minutes ago. Let's see. North Davis Highway still giving us some minor backups if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some minor congestion lingering a bit at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on, luckily. As for the weather, sitting at around 61 degrees, low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 68, low of 61, partly cloudy.
Well, Austin, Governor DeSantis is voicing concerns this afternoon against state lawmakers who passed an immigration bill called the Trump Act. Karen Curtis has more in this trending story.
Governor DeSantis called a special session to strengthen immigration law, and instead, he says lawmakers weakened it.
What they did last night is not going to pass muster. It is not what they told you they would do.
DeSantis accusing the legislature of neutering the state's ability to use local and state law enforcement to remove illegal migrants.
If you don't do the state and local piece, then none of this stuff is going to work.
DeSantis says the bill is unacceptable and adds several Republicans voted no, so the state Senate does not have a veto-proof majority. Karen Curtis, Miami.
Okay, here's something nice to think about. The days are getting longer as spring creeps closer. 39 days until daylight savings time begins. That is Sunday, the March 9th. Spring officially arrives in 50 days on March 20th. You ready?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I'm ready for it because I've gone through it a ton of times. But I'm not like, ooh, yeah, bring on the spring, because I like cold weather. Not necessarily the blizzard we got this time last week, but I do like some colder weather every now and again. 6:47 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 at around this time every hour. Going to get you one last update of the Wall Street numbers, closing with stocks lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 136 points to 44,713. S&P 500 dropped 28 points to 6039. And the NASDAQ gained 101 points to 19,632.
Okay, according to a new study from the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Center, one in every 12 children are being sexually abused online. And the problem is only getting worse. The research shown children under 18 are being exposed to sexual abuse, online solicitation, exploitation, and sharing of sexual images and videos. UWF Assistant Professor at the Center for Cybersecurity, Dr. Elizabeth Rasnick, says parents should monitor on a regular basis what apps their child is using and who their child is interacting with online.
I would agree.
That's the key element, that little last line right there. Who are they dreaming things up with?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's cool to the concept of being able to interact with people all over the world is cool. It's an awesome thing. And I, my brother and I, actually, when we were younger, made friends that we've been friends with for years, and we met them online. So it can be wholesome. It can be nice. The problem is there are just some messed up people out there, and they're looking to take advantage of folks, and it is. It's very upsetting. So parents, please be safe out there. Watch what your kids are looking at and who they're talking to. The Trump administration planning to offer buyouts to federal workers who don't want to return to the office. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the so-called deferred resignation offer that would include a severance package of roughly 8 months' pay and benefits. The administration says it expects 5 to 10% of the federal workforce to quit. A senior administration official says they could lead to roughly $1 billion in savings. The buyout offer is set to go out through a new system that allows officials the ability to email all federal employees at once. The resignation period opened Tuesday and runs through February 6th.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling that home, mortgage rates holding steady here today. Home buyers and home sellers watching the mortgage numbers. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage 7.07%. The average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.49%. Our new DHS Secretary, Kristi Noem, joining on those ICE raids once again. Remember we told you about the ones she did a couple of days ago. Well, she's up in New York City getting her hands acclimated to the playing field, if you will. Alexis McAdams in New York City with more.
Investigators telling Fox News they were targeting and arresting migrant criminals, including one man who they say is a Trende Aragua gang member who was hiding out over in the Bronx. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem telling Fox that that man was arrested after he was trying to buy grenades.
He had just been a part of a gun weapons exchange and was trying to buy grenades. Why would anybody in this country need to buy a grenade and go out and perpetuate violence?
The Venezuelan migrant identified by DHS as Anderson Zambrano Pacheco. Pacheco arrested on a slew of charges like what? Well, kidnapping, assault, and burglary, to name a few.
All righty, we just got a texter letting us know that there is an accident on North Davis Highway right where you are trying to get off of I-110, that transitional ramp there. So it's causing backups, not on the ramp, just on I-10 itself. Once again, that is if you are traveling northbound towards I-10. Be on the lookout for that, and thank you very much, texter. If you have anything to notify us of, any questions you have, always feel free to reach out at 850-437-1620.
Okay, a Florida Democratic Party official been arrested on child pornography charges in Central Florida. 39-year-old Matthew Inman formerly served as Orange County Democratic Party treasurer. He's accused of receiving and saving videos allegedly depicting adults sexually abusing young children. Inman could face between 5 and 20 years in federal prison if convicted on that offense.
Wow, my goodness. 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of former President JFK, giving her thoughts on her cousin, RFK Jr., and his fitness, or what she says is a lack thereof, to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Details on why she says that and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, gave her first press conference yesterday and said a lot, including addressing the drones over New Jersey and the price of eggs and the order that federal funding would be put a halt to. In fact, we talked about that with Tim Kinsella, the city administrator for Pensacola, and what the city is doing to adapt to the announcement that funds would be at least temporarily paused. Big issue for local governments. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Is that George Benson?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, he's smooth. Just absolutely a great artist. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, hanging out with you this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for allowing us to take that ride. I don't want you to forget about this. A big event coming up. You might want to take it. I think it's going to be a great event. Escambia County and International Paper holding a ribbon-cutting event tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., the celebration at Paper Park. Of course, that's the newest park addition to the Cantonment Arena and area. It's located at the former International Paper Paper Golf Course over on Mintz Lane, and I bet you it's a beauty. So maybe we can drum up Davis Wood tomorrow.
Perhaps.
Get him in here and see about discussing what the activity is up in Cantonment.
All righty, 6:55.
Give it to us, Davis.
Let's see. One last quick check of the roads and weather for you here, and it's actually more needed than you may think. Typically, we're pretty smooth at this hour, but we did recently have an accident on North Davis Highway. That's if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. So it's just causing minor congestion, but nonetheless, be on the lookout for it. Also, still have some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess, particularly traveling northbound on Palafox. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, though, 61 degrees, low of 55 tomorrow, high of 68. Low of 61.
6:56, News Radio 92.3. I wanted to get this in here this afternoon. It's very conversational, but a very a questionable topic that can go either way on you. President Trump seeking to end all federal funding for gender transition surgeries for minors. Whew. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
An executive order directs federally run insurance programs like Medicaid and TRICARE for military families to exclude covering gender transitioning treatment for patients under 19 years old. The order, signed by President Trump, says it is the policy of the United States not to fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support so-called transition of a child from one sex to another. The president says children soon regret that they have been mutilated. Medicaid programs in some states do cover gender-affirming care. The new order says hospitals and universities could also be at risk of losing federal funding. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of former President John F. Kennedy, says her cousin RFK Jr. is unfit to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. She denounced him while reading a letter on X, basically going at him for everything. She said that he's a predator, added that his personal qualities are an even greater concern. She said her cousin has lied and cheated his way through life, led many of his own family members down the path of substance abuse, and criticized his hypocrisy, my goodness, for making money from his crusade against vaccinations while vaccinating his own children.
That's just too bad. I hate to always see that when the family gets
can't get along.
Torn up like this. Hey, Trump administration is offering buyouts for Fed employees and a push to end remote work. You want to work? Great. You can work. Come in 5 days a week. Business reporter Hillary Vaughn at the White House tonight with more on this.
The federal government is offering 8 months of paid leave while you figure out your next career move. This way, the federal government is getting rid of people they don't think are a productive use of taxpayer cash and can save money downsizing the workforce without actually having to fire a bunch of people. President Trump says the era of exploiting this outdated pandemic perk of work from home is over.
And Netflix subscribers on Apple devices can now download full seasons of shows with a single tap. The streaming service announced a season download feature for iOS apps today. It allows every episode of a series season to be downloaded at the tap of a button. The button has been available on Android devices since 2021, and Netflix said the feature is perfect for members gearing up for a long flight, a cross-country train ride, or simply planning some offline downtime.
You know, it's awful strange. Not strange, but it's unique. I've seen Pete Hegseth, who I used to watch on Fox and Friends on Saturday mornings.
Right.
And then you have Sean Duffy, who used to be a former congressman. I believe he's from the state of Minnesota. But anyway, now he is now he's a member of Congress. He was sworn in to serve as Transportation Secretary. Jill Nato has more.
President Trump's pick for Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's been sworn in by Vice President J.D. Vance. He spoke afterwards.
We're going to work on efficiency, making sure our infrastructure actually works for the American people, for the American family.
Duffy issued a memo telling staff to work on resetting automotive fuel economy standards. He said that'll reduce overly restrictive standards that have driven up the price of a car. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a rule last summer requiring cars and light trucks to get about 50 miles a gallon by the year 2035. They said that would save consumers nearly $23 billion in fuel costs through 2050. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.